In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Welcome back, and welcome to the final podcast of 2025. Hard to say, isn't it, folks? Another year gone by. We'll be into 2026 here in a few days. And well, I hope everyone had a very peaceful and blessed Christmas holiday, and get ready for a little more time off this week. Today's podcast will feature a very comprehensive interview with Ellie McGowan. Ellie used to work for the Crittenden Press. She's a graduate of Crittenden County High School, former Murray State homecoming queen, and she was very active down at Murray State and has a couple of degrees in agriculture. And she will be on the podcast this morning talking about her current role as a member of the staff of James Comer, our U.S. Congressman. And he is the chairman of the Oversight Committee. And she will discuss her role as a staff member of that committee. So very interesting. Stay with us till the end of the program. We'll hear from Ellie McGowan. So as we turn into the final lap, I guess you might say, of the holiday, in local news, Crittenden County Jail still kind of dominating things over the last few days before the holiday break. During the fiscal court meeting, jailer Athena Hayes told magistrates that the fiscal court's earlier call for her resignation back, I believe in September, has continued to create issues for the jail. It was a fragile situation to begin with, so she has been very critical of that, as you might understand, but there's no statutory teeth in that request, so she cannot be forced out by the magistrates. And, you know, honestly, over the last meeting, there was a special meeting of the fiscal court at the end of the year. Excuse me, I had too much coffee this morning. But there was a meeting just last week, right before Christmas, and it seemed like things had smoothed out a little bit, maybe after she got that off her chest, and the magistrates let it sink in a little bit. It just seemed like there was more cooperation in the last meeting, and despite still a bleak outlook for the jail, they were able to pay all their bills through the end of the year. But again, with the inmate count as it is right now, it doesn't look very promising for after the first of the year. And as we've said, this is not just a Crittenden County issue right now. Kentucky Association of Counties has made this its number one focus for the legislative agenda here as the General Assembly will convene for the 2026 session here in a few days. So we'll see we'll see how it goes. Keep your fingers crossed and pray that our leaders are able to navigate through these very difficult times we're facing right now. We're going to take a short break and be right back in just a moment.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Also on the news front, the Crittenden County Ambulance Service will continue to operate as is for another 6 months, that after the fiscal court and the local ambulance service reached an agreement to extend their initial request to be released from their contract here at the end of the year on December 31st. But now they're going to stick around until the end of June. That will give the county a little more time to rebid this. And ComCare, the local provider, has said it is interested in staying just under new contract terms. So stay tuned for more on that. On a really a development side, Farmers Bank and Trust in Marion, of course, it has branches all over West Kentucky now, has grown exponentially over the last few years, actually doubled in size over the last 6 years or so, has just announced that it has purchased some land in Franklin and in Bowling Green for further expansion. Of course, Farmers Bank already has one branch bank in Bowling Green, but we'll add a second location as well as down in Franklin. That's on the I-65 corridor, of course, very highly developing area, just a boom down around Bowling Green, which is seeing incredible growth. So, and it's benefiting Farmers Bank and benefiting folks right here in Marion, Kentucky, where it is headquartered. Let's take another short commercial break, and we'll be right back with sports highlights, and then we'll visit with Ellie McGowan, who is a Crittenden County native, now working in Washington, D.C. for the House Oversight Committee, and Representative James Comer, who chairs that committee. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. In local sports action, the Rocket basketball team and the Lady Rockets played a game earlier last week, right before Christmas on the 23rd. The Rockets lost at Murray High School 95-25, another difficult loss. Rockets off to an 0-12 start. They will be off for now a while until after the first year. They'll be back in action on January 2nd at home against Coach Peyton Croft's Mayfield Cardinals. Of course, Coach Croft is a Rocket alumnus, graduated from Crittenden County High School, and he's a son of Crittenden County Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Croft. So Peyton Croft will be in Rocket Arena once again for a game on January 2nd. Meanwhile, the Lady Rockets closed out their pre-Christmas schedule with a victory over at Union County, 61-45, as Jordan Hodge, who's been on a tear lately, scored 29 points in that victory. And as you listen to the program this morning, the Lady Rockets are heading over to the gymnasium in Orlando, Florida. They flew in yesterday and will begin their Christmas holiday action against a team out of Ohio, Medina, Ohio, a team that comes in 3-3. And the Battling Bees is their name. They will be Crittenden County's first opponent. They hail from the greater Cleveland area of Ohio. And then Crittenden County will play a series of games there against teams from all across the country. So stay tuned. We'll try to keep you posted on that action on the Crittenden Press online under the Sports tab. Now let's turn our attention to Washington, D.C.
So I have a real treat this morning. Ellie McGowan, of course, she is a native of our area here, but now she's a D.C. girl. She is working in Washington, D.C. for Representative James Comer, who is chairman of the House Oversight Committee. And I'm just going to let you tell us from, you take it from here, Ellie. First of all, I'll tell you what, we'll come back to your job in just a moment, but just kind of Give our listeners a little bio of Ellie McGowan. You're a Fredonia girl, mm-hmm. but you went to Crittenden County High School. Mm-hmm. So just fill us in on your background and how you got to D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here, and I remember the days that we used to work together at the Crittenden Press, so it's really awesome to be here and to be talking with you. So I'm from Fredonia originally. I went to school at Crittenden County High School. I graduated from there in 2020. After I graduated from high school, I went to Murray State University, where I was heavily involved in the agriculture department. And I studied agriculture business with a minor in economics, and I graduated with that degree in 2024. And so whenever I was in school at Murray State University, I had a couple of individuals who really pushed me to, who saw something in me and pushed me to pursue my dreams of being involved in the political world in some capacity. And so I did two internships in Washington, D.C., both under Congressman James Comer. I did one in his personal office in the summer of 2022. And then I did my second one in his capacity as chairman of the Oversight Committee. And I did that in the summer of 2023. So I had a couple internships under my belt. I had great experiences both of those summers. Loved D.C., loved the friends I made there and the experiences that I had. So as I was nearing graduation, I was considering the opportunity of being able to move back to D.C. And so I connected with some of the mentors that I had created during my time in D.C. to see if there were any kind of openings or how the job application process went there, and then got connected back to the Oversight Committee and was blessed and very thankful to receive a job opportunity to start in May of 2024 up there. So yeah. I packed up my suitcases. I had two suitcases, flew Southwest by myself, moved up to D.C. and spent a couple of nights on an air mattress in my first apartment. So I made it to D.C. and have been working there and living there since then. So,
yeah, well, gosh, that's quite a whirlwind story right there.
Yeah.
Now, so let's back up just a little bit, because I want to frame this, how you maybe got your start in politics. And a little bit of that has to do with your pedigree, mm-hmm. I think. Your grandpa, mm-hmm. Elbert Bennett, a longtime magistrate down in Caldwell County there, mm-hmm. the Fredonia area, and who just recently announced that he would not be seeking another term. I think it's 16 years, I mm-hmm. believe he told me. And he was highly involved in the Kentucky Association of Counties, served as president in the Magisterial Association. Mm-hmm. And is that where you got, well, let me back up first. And then your mom's a school teacher mm-hmm. in Crittenden County,
yeah.
At Crittenden County Elementary School, Molly. So did Grandpa kind of usher you into this world of politics? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever I was young, you know, the memories and some of the things that I cherished most about my life were memories that I made with Papaw on the farm or with Papaw at different political conferences. And so
so you tagged along
yes,
to those.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So for all of my childhood and all of my adulthood to this day, you know, Papaw has been a magistrate, and I have always looked up to him and how he serves others and puts other people's first. And mm-hmm. that's something that I've always carried with me. And so whenever I was young, we would always go to Kentucky Association of Counties conferences. We would always go to Kentucky Magistrates and Commissioners Association conferences. And, you know, that was really where I got my love for politics. And it really started with my papaw's love for people. And I think that that is something that I have absolutely carried with me to this day. I strive every day to be, you know, even just a quarter of the man that and public servant that my papaw has been. And I think that that's really, really shaped me. And it's been so amazing and so humbling to be able to watch and learn from him. And I truly know that I would not have been as passionate about politics and the world of what my career is now if it wouldn't have been for him and for letting me tag along. So it was kind of like we got to learn together. You know, he was starting out as a county magistrate, and he had been involved in local capacities for many years before that. But we kind of got to learn and grow together, and I think mm-hmm. that's an awesome experience yeah. that I'll always cherish. Yeah. So, yes, and my mom is a school teacher, of course. She teaches at Marion, has always taught at Crittenden, and so It's been so special to be able to see her heart and passion for kids in this community and everything. And I've carried that with me as well. So it's been an awesome experience, and I have absolutely everything to owe to my family in Crittenden County and all the people who have invested their time into me.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about Washington, D.C. and what your role is. Of course, Representative Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee. I believe you you have a role with that. Tell us just what you do, kind of lay the groundwork for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So living in D.C. is a lot different than living here, of course, and it comes with its own set of uniqueness to it. And so in D.C., I do work for the House Oversight Committee under the leadership of Chairman James Comer. And so in that role, I'm a professional staff member and an administrative clerk, which means that I help out with kind of the committee's hearings and reports and substantive information. But I also have the opportunity to help with the operations side of the committee as well. And so the Oversight Committee's mission is to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. And so, you know, I use my analytical skills and my research skills to be able to contribute to that mission. But in my administrative clerk role, I also help with kind of the operations and the backside of the hearings. I get to help our operations team in making sure that all the hearings go well, helping with, you know, helping manage contact with witnesses and all kinds of information that comes with the hearings, making sure things get published as they need to it in the congressional record and things like that. So it's a really awesome job opportunity. I absolutely love it. And working under Chairman Comer is truly such an honor and a privilege. And it's, I've established so many relationships with strong mentors and people in DC. And I'm just so thankful that they invest time into helping me learn and grow and things like that. So it's awesome. And I love it. It's a different day every day. No day is ever the same, which is really good for somebody who loves flexibility in their schedule. And so that's definitely me. And it's an awesome opportunity. And I'm very thankful that it's something that I get to do as my career.
So the Oversight Committee largely is its mission, as you say, is to make sure the government runs as efficiently as possible with little waste, and that's it's a very broad committee, but that's one of its missions for sure. So I've got to ask, when President Trump came back in office and created the DOGE and brought in Elon Musk, so did the Oversight Committee work hand in hand with that, or was it totally independent?
So we have a, both of the operations work independently, but they also work together at the same time. And so being able to share that mission has been something that the committee has been able to move forward with alongside the DOGE platform. And so we do have a DOGE subcommittee that has been able to kind of complement the work of DOGE and be able to look into those matters that have come forward and different ways to eliminate, you know, waste in the federal government, and to be able to do some hearings. They've had some hearings on a lot of different matters, and it's been cool to see the subcommittee operate as well.
Well, I've got to know, did you meet Elon Musk?
No, I didn't. I haven't. I have not met Elon yet. No, I haven't yet. So, but you never know what's to come. So,
yeah. So what's a day in the life of Ellie McGowan look like in D.C.? I mean, I'm sure a lot of the bureaucrats have to get up really early and work late. I mean, are you you an early riser? You get to the office early? Do you work from home? What do you do?
So I have not always been an early riser. In college, I was always more of a night owl. So that's something that definitely changed whenever I moved to D.C. and in the role that I'm in right now. And so I'm now an earlier riser. So I get up about 6:30 or 7 every day and then get ready to go to work in the office. So I work in person. All of our staff is in office. And so I get the experience of being able to walk to the Capitol every day, which is something that I just never get tired of. Being able to walk in and see the Capitol every day is just such like an... an eye-opening experience, and I'm always in awe that I have the opportunity to be able to work there. And so walk to the Capitol. I try to get to work work early so I can get a couple of things done before my morning officially starts. So on days where we're in session, I work 9 to 5, and then on days where we're in session, I work 9 to 6, and then on days where we have the district work days, we work 9 to 5. And so some days I stay later than others, and you know, be able to do a little bit of different things. So every day looks different. So I could, on our hearing days, look a lot different than days where we are, you know, the chairman's working in the district. They look a lot different, but it's been awesome to be able to go into office and to meet people and to attend meetings and do research and stuff like that. It's really an awesome experience, and no day looks like the other. Some days I'm running like a chicken with my head cut off, you know, a little bit, trying to get everything together and help with the hearings and different things that we've got going on. And then other days I'm really invested into my research and don't really leave my desk, you know, just because I'm working hard and wanting to get stuff done and interested in what I've got going on. So every day looks a little bit different. And then after work, I go home. I have always been a Wheel of Fortune and a Jeopardy fan, so that's typically my nightly lineup, is to go home, cook dinner, and then make sure I can catch the episodes of Wheel and Fortune and Jeopardy up there, which comes on a little bit later than it does here, which is odd to me, but I've been able to do that. And so I picked up a lot of hobbies in D.C. that help fill my free time. I've got some awesome friends up there that I get to spend time with, and people that I get to share my evenings with. I do a lot of reading, a lot of painting, and things like that. So just kind of fill time as it goes. So,
Well, it's very apropos that someone in D.C. would be interested in Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
I know. And maybe it's my simple hometown life. I always watch Wheel of Fortune at home. I always did that in middle school and high school. My parents know that once it comes on, I've got to be ready to watch it. So I think that's something that I carried with me. Definitely up there.
Have you ever thought about applying to be on the program?
Yes.
You
know,
Kathleen Guest from here was on Jeopardy.
Yes.
And I think a couple other people maybe from the area have been on.
Yeah, I think that there was somebody relatively local who went on Wheel of Fortune. Because whenever I was working at the press, I was actually doing the flashback articles that you all ran for a bit. And I remember one being published there. So I've thought about it. I've thought more about Wheel of Fortune than I have Jeopardy, because I'm a lot better at Wheel of Fortune. Jeopardy is not my forte. I give a lot of wrong answers and get maybe one or two right on a good night. But it's still really fun to me. So maybe I'll be on Wheel of Fortune one day. I think it's been a dream. I always wanted apply for College Week, never did, and so maybe one day I will get the chance to be on Wheel of Fortune.
So what is your background and your work now in the Beltway, and what is Ellie McGowan trying to parlay that into? Would you think about public office at some point in the future? Do you want to stay somewhere behind the scenes like you are now? Or what's your plan?
I think moving to D.C. has been really an awesome experience. And I feel like it's been very eye-opening. I've learned more about myself, more about, you know, what it is that I want to do with my life. And just overall, I feel like I have become a more refined and kind of an eye-open person, and it's really shaped me in a lot of really important ways. And I'm so thankful that I was able to have this experience and that I get to live there and are able to just kind of see, you know, everything that's happened in my life has led me to DC right now in my life. And I think that being able to have that perspective is really eye-opening. And I've always been somebody who never tries to speak too far in advance. You know, I believe that doors will open when they're meant to be opened, and that I've always said, if I can just follow the calling on my heart and do right by people, then I'll be good to go. And so I've never really planned too far in the future ever. And so right now, I can't exactly tell you where I want to be in 5 years, you know, or what comes next. And I think that part of that has to do with how much DC has really taught me to live in the moment and to be present. And so I really love and am very passionate about the work that I'm doing right now. And I have so many amazing mentors who have invested so much time and knowledge and poured, you know, just love and experience into me. And for that, I'm forever grateful. And so I don't exactly know what's next, but I'll also tell you that that all the cards are on the table. And so I think there's a lot of different avenues that I could explore and lots of different things that I could see myself doing. So whether it's in DC or whether it's back here, I hope that I can just keep trying to follow my heart and do right by people. And so I think that every option interests me, and there's not really anything specific that I can think of right now, but I've just kind of trying to learn as I go and keep figuring it out as time moves on. So,
well, that sounds like a very savvy political answer to a question. I may have put you a little on the spot about what are you going to, you know, you're going to run for public office.
Good answer.
So I will say this, that I'm always take pride in the fact that I have I feel like I've had a pretty good eye for picking out smart young people, and you were one of them that we hired, and you worked part-time at the Crittenden Press while mm-hmm. you were in school. And you know, there's been several others, Kim Vince, Kim mm-hmm. Hunt was
absolutely
another one, and just others, many others. But we were always really tickled to have you and people like you be able to come through our doors and be part of the Crittenden Press. We thank you today for mm-hmm. being on the podcast, and enjoy the rest of your Christmas. It's such a warm Christmas.
I know.
We're sitting on the back porch at my house today, and just in a short sleeve shirt.
Yep.
So nice weather here, and it gets a little colder up in D.C.
I have invested in some snow boots and some rain boots, yeah. And not that I didn't need them here, but I especially need them up there while I'm walking to work. So,
well, we certainly appreciate it. Be safe and keep doing good work.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it.
And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch you in 2026 on Thursday morning.